Well, it's just a darn shame that art can't put out fires, because, of course, there is art, and Annie Dugan is along on this Monday morning to tell us all about it. Howdy there, sunshine.
Good morning. Sometimes art is hot enough to start them.
Ooh.
And this Tuesday, I know, is a really important event at online at the virtual Tweed Museum space. It is a essay presented by Hyde Erdrich on Carl Gobway. There was an exhibition at the Tweed this year, curated by Carissa Isaacs, that was really, really important to our community, to Minnesota, to the art world at large. Carl Gobway is a voice, a painter, an artist, a sculptor in our community, who really has been a voice of our area for quite some time. And this was an absolutely stunning retrospective that Isaacs put together of his work. And because of COVID, access to this exhibition was really, really limited. So I'm really excited that the Tweed is doing this event this coming Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock. Hyde Erdrich is an award-winning poet. Her latest compilation is Little Big Bully. It won the National Poetry Series Award. I think she's talked about Jonathan Thunder's work. She really has a wonderful way of seeing that, giving voice to the visual arts, and sort of using her work as a written artist to illuminate some of those things that you might not totally always notice in the work. So she's going to present an essay that she wrote on Carl Gobway's work, and I think it's just a fabulous pairing. So I'm really looking forward. There is pre-registration required, so go to the Tweed's Facebook page and make sure that you click on the registration button. It is free, so you can just enjoy it free of charge, and you will get back in folds to hear from her and to see Gobway's work. And then Friday, I'm really excited that I hadn't realized that the Zeitgeist Arts Atrium every Friday is open 4 to 7. And Adam Swanson has work in the Zeitgeist Arts Atrium. There's a triptych of paintings about tardigrades, which are these wonderful microscopic creatures that are just absolutely amazing. They can be blasted into space and come back and still live. This whole world that we just don't realize, crawling along on our skin and everything else, this microscopic world that we as charismatic megafauna don't always notice. So Swanson has turned his painting and canvases towards this world, and done a series of paintings of diatoms that were observed and photographed by Evan Ravi and Elizabeth Alexson at the National Resources Research Institute right here in Duluth. So when we think about artists as sort of looking at the world really closely, which is oftentimes what scientists are doing as well. And so I love that Adam's work has found this space, this Venn diagram intersection of the two of those. And then I wanted to mention, Lisa, you sent a really fascinating link to a movie review that I am so excited to watch. It's streaming on Hulu right now. It's called The Painter and the Thief. And it's a Norwegian documentary. And, please, everybody, don't turn your radio dial when you hear me say Norwegian documentary. It is fascinating. It is a artist, a painter, whose work is very well regarded. She has an opening of her, she has an exhibition opening. It's her masterpieces, and two of them are stolen. And she is able actually to track down the person who stole them and ends up having a friendship with this person. She starts by painting him and having him sit and be a subject for her. So she ends up painting him. And it's a fascinating look at ownership, at, you know, how artists and how we see each other. It is told in an interesting way. So it's not just a this happened kind of way. It mimics the artistic process, which is somewhat of an iterative and nonlinear process in its own right.
We had a conversation not too long ago about a documentary that had to do with stolen artwork. And
exactly.
For fans of documentary, that would actually, you know, that would be your thing. But this is, and I guess something that really touched me as I read the description is a moment where the thief looks at the painting that's been created and he begins to cry because she has paid attention to him and seen him in a way that no one else has. And this connection, this sense of being seen and being real in the world is so powerful for him that he just breaks down and kind of loses it.
Absolutely. And the original pieces, you know, the pieces that are stolen, and I won't give away too much, but they are elusive. So it's the thief that is found and not the paintings themselves. And so what does that mean about, you know, sort of this role of art in our community? Because I think that there's also this interesting divide right now and this interesting crossroads for institutions between what art can do and the role of art in our society and the objects themselves, like sort of this absolute preciousness that we put on the objects themselves. And I'm not saying that art objects aren't precious by any stretch of the imagination, but it's an interesting meditation on sort of where we place value in our society. So I think it brings up a lot of interesting questions. So watch it with a friend and talk about it. Someone you can still, you know, we aren't giving up the relationships that we have built up over Zoom and, you know, friends that we've connected with and reconnected with. So this is a great one. Watch the movie, you know, from afar together and then have a virtual discussion about it because it really brings up a lot of questions. And then Boo Patterson, you also sent me a link. Lisa has been a wealth of links this week. She is an illustrator who made a first aid art kit. These are 25 paper crafts for what ails you. And we've talked a lot this year, Lisa, about the importance of finding a way of making things and that physical making, what that can do to your mental health and what that can do to your productivity. And I love that Boo Patterson is an illustrator. She's Scottish and she is sharing this really wonderful gift of all things that you can do with paper, this really physical thing. You know, so much of our world is through the computer screen these days. And so I love that she is bringing the you know, I almost can hear that sort of crinkle or that folding and that satisfied feeling of having just a crisp, fresh piece of paper and the possibilities of all the amazing things that you can do with it. And she really, this kit is a wonderful way of guiding you through some possibilities. And that's our week in art, Lisa. It's a fabulous one, as always.
As always. And Annie, thanks a gazillion for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you, as always. Let's do it again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on Northland Morning.